Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and today we are going to be listening to what I believe is the last installment of the Michael Hauser interviews. At least it's the last CD of that series that I have been able to uncover. So in this one today, Michael talks about a trip to Alaska that's really a lot of fun. And also this is going to feature only local guitarists. So enjoy. Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I'm your host, Cristina de Sacramento, director of Anda Flamenco, and you're listening to our worldwide webcast, Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco music, news, and interviews. Our program is a production of Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, and streaming on the World Wide Web at kfai.org. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. You were listening to guitarist Michael Hauser play at Tarantos, he calls Caves of Spain. Today on Poquito y Bueno, we'll present show number 5 of Guitarists Only, the last show in this series, and then it's back to Cante next week. Today we're going to be featuring local guitarists, those guys who are so important to our flamenco scene right here in the Twin Cities. And also today, later on the program, we'll be featuring the 5th and last segment of the Michael Hauser interviews. But next up, we're going to hear from a New York City-based guitarist, Pedro Cortez. Now, since Pedro spends a good deal of time composing, playing, and teaching here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, I think that we need to include him in our sampling of the local flamenco sound. So here he is with a piece that he calls Bungay. Next up are two guitarists who, when performing together, are members of a group called Sendero Flamenco. Dave Elrod is going to play our first selection today, and he's going to play what I'm going to guess is an etude of Matteo Carcassi. The reason I don't exactly know if that's what this cut is or not is because I'm not familiar with it, and my copy of this CD, which has the liner notes, is buried somewhere amongst the various piles of CDs that have magically begun to accumulate all over my house on all the available surfaces since I've started putting this show together every week. Anyway, I secured a last-minute replacement for this CD, but it's a demo, and the liner notes of this demo don't line up with the tracks. So, you know, feel free to correct me on this one, if you can. And after Dave, we'll hear from guitarist Michael Ziegen, also known as Rafa de Teresa. Speaking of which, Rafa was just visiting his mom, Teresa, in Pennsylvania, and he told me this lovely story about how he took Teresa, who's 89, out to dinner with two of her friends, ages 85 and 91. And as they were all dining and looking out the window, they realized that they were going to be out after nightfall. And they marveled at how long it had been since they'd arrived home after dark. That's not the flamenco life, is it? In addition to playing with Sendero Flamenco, Mike Ziegen is also a member of Onda Flamenco, and he is the class guitarist for the Onda Flamenco School. Here he's going to play a delightful bulería called Casala. That was Dave Elrod, and here comes Mike Ziegen. Thank you. Rafa. Coming up, a great flamenco story in the last of our five-part interview with the local big daddy of flamenco, guitarist Michael Hauser, followed by another cut from Michael's CD, a Danza More-inspired piece called Twilight in Morocco. So leave us with one memory here. If you had to, because I know I've heard some good stories about, like, you guys flying into Alaska for a gig, et cetera, et cetera. What is your most memorable gig? Tell us about that.
Well, actually, as long as you mention Alaska, my brother Tony, who's also a fine guitarist, and Susanna, and I had a group called Trio Flamenco, and we got a grant from the State Arts Board in Alaska to tour. And wouldn't you know, it was in the middle of winter. And the only way you get around in Alaska is by plane. We had this one concert that was above the Arctic Circle in a place called Kotzebue, where you can almost see Russia across the way. It's way up there. And it was probably 50, literally 50 below zero. And the plane landed. The reason they like to have two guitars, is that in those days, they had a hard time getting pianos into these Inuit or Eskimo settlements.
Mm-hmm.
And a guitar is is the most portable kind of polyphonic instrument that you can teach music on.
Ah.
And so in this particular village, we flew in and landed on, I guess, ski things on the plane. And then we were picked up by these Inuit kids on snowmobiles. And it was 50 below, and they were wearing tennis shoes, and I'm not even sure they had gloves on.
Wow.
And we, Suzanne, Tony, and I, each on the back of a different snowmobile, clinging to them for dear life while we went to the school. And then we got into the school, and they told us, you know, they've never had a live performance here of any kind.
Wow.
So we've been trying to teach the kids when they should clap. And the first part of our programs in those days, Tony and I played classical guitar duets before the flamenco began. And so the first part was we'd play some duets. One was kind of a Mozart sort of a thing by Fernando Sor that had different sections where it stopped. And we'd play, we'd come to a stop, and the kids would start clapping. We'd start again. I said, Tony, don't stop. Don't pause. Go straight through or we'll never get out of here. Because every time we just stopped, the kids would clap. But it was interesting. And then we did the flamenco part. And then we were told later that up until that time, which would be the early 74, I think, people weren't allowed to dance in a lot of the villages because they were still under the aura of the Christian missionaries that came up there.
Huh.
Not Mormons. What were they? The Mennonite. Not Mennonite.
Jesuits?
Not that either. Oh.
Hmm.
Can't. But one of those sects that forbids dancing.
Uh-huh.
And even though those people were gone, the elders in the village still believed in that.
Right.
And the elders were dying off, so finally they could allow some kind of dancing. So
then was Susanna welcomed every place?
Yeah,
she was allowed to dance.
Yeah, okay. But we were amongst the first people that were actually, you know, brought to perform that way.
Right, right. How did you guys ever think of getting a grant from the Alaska State Arts Board?
Well, you know, this was back in the golden days for dance of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
The National Endowments of the Arts had all kinds of dance touring programs.
Ah.
I remember my mother's dance company, the Nancy Hauser Dance Company. They would go to Arkansas, they went out to Nevada, and you go into schools and teach, and it was a very wonderful, you know, we always tend not to appreciate the good times when we're in the middle of them.
Right.
But looking back, that those are the really good times because, you know, we had other tours too, sponsored by the National Endowment.
So that was in the day when there was enough money for arts to be in the schools and when it was considered to be a valuable thing to have arts
exactly,
in the schools.
Exactly, and when the arts were thought of as being important to take out to rural communities, things like that.
Right. Well, let's drink a toast to the return of the importance of arts in America.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you around very soon.
Okay,
Karina. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Adios. Regrettably, I have to turn Michael down while I talk about the fact that he's playing once again everywhere in town this week. Time for this week's local flamenco calendar. As usual, there will be flamenco at Conga Latin Bistro at 501 East Hennepin in Minneapolis on Thursday, August 20th from 7 to 9, when guitarist Michael Hauser will be joined by students from Zarango. And a word to the wise, if you plan on having a drink or a bite to eat in the bar during this show, make sure the hostess seats you, or you might well die of thirst. Michael Hauser will also be playing for an as-of-yet-unannounced dancer on August 16th for the Sunday brunch from 11 to 2 at the Hotel Sofitel on Highways 494 and 100 in Bloomington, Minnesota. Michael and his brother Tony will take turns on Friday and Saturday nights at the Falafel King on 84th and Lindale in Minneapolis. I regret not having any material to play on today's program by local guitarists Tony Hauser and Scott Mateo Davies, and by Greg Wolf, El Lobito, who's been making his home in Portland, Oregon for the past few years. But taking you out today with a pensive Bulerias is guitarist Trevor May, El Rebujito, who is also a member of Onda Flamenco Company. So leave us with one memory here. Olé, Trevor. Thank you. Cristina de Sacramento, and you've been listening to Poquito y Bueno, webcasting at www.kfai.org. That's Fresh Air Radio, KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. We welcome your questions and your suggestions and your corrections. You can contact us at poquitoybueno@gmail.com. Join us again next week.